on Daf Ham and Beis. So the Gemara had said that we have this concept of Netilas Rishus to make sure that everyone knows how to disseminate the Torah properly and no one's making a mistake. So let's pick it up from here where it says Pshita. Let's finish up the Gemara. And then we have to finish up the some Taisisim as well. Okay, so let's see it inside. Yosef, why don't you read the Gemara? Pshita. You see that there? Where the Vav, there's an Os Vav there in the brackets. So what does the Gemara say, Pshita?
Pshita Lepalga.
So what does the Palga mean? That you could definitely give Nesin Rishus partial. We learned that Rav got what? Yadin Yadin, Yora Yora, but he didn't get Yater B'chayrus, correct? Okay, good. Go ahead. So Hakamar?
Hakamar, the Mahani.
We said that worked already with Rav, right? So the Gemara has a suffix now. Go ahead.
Altanai Mai.
If you do it for a certain time period, Zman Nesuyim, is that good or not? So what does the Gemara say? Tashma,
the Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan L'Rav Shimon.
Rav Shman. He was going down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So go ahead. You are under our domain until you come back. Meaning that what? Your Nesinus Rishus will work for a certain amount of time. Okay? So, as I pointed out to a few fellows in Seder, I'm very perplexed with this, and I don't really have a good answer. Okay? So maybe you'll just get it down in your notes as a kasha. Because we learned in Amud Aleph that Netilas Rishus, if you make a mistake and you want to be potter from paying, the Netilas Rishus you get from Eretz Yisrael does not work in Bavel. So what on earth is going on here? None of the Rishonim asked this kasha. I don't know why. None of the Rishonim asked that kasha. Zach, you follow me? No matter what, it doesn't work. So let's point out what the Rishonim do say, okay? What the Rishonim do say is as follows, which I gave you. Let's get it. They say as follows. The Rashi says, Birshu Seinu, why don't you read the Rashi? Go ahead, Yosef, Birshu Seinu. Right before it gets, wide, four lines on the bottom.
Birshu Seinu, Rishut, Netuna, Lacha, Ladun.
That's Ladun, no doubt. Underline that 50 times. Daniel, you follow me? You put it in there, what does Ladun mean? Rashi says he was getting Rishus Ladun. What does Rabbeinu Hananel say on the spot there? Go ahead, what do you say, Yosef?
Damar Le, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shaman, Barab Abba, Hare Atab Rishutinu, Laharot Vil Ladin.
Al-Tanai Shetavo Etzlein. It says Laharot Ladin. Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel said the same thing, okay? Now, if you see that word ladun, that means he's trying to get into the shush that if he makes a mistake in Choshen Mishpat, he will not have to pay. So you know what all the Rishonim ask? They say, how could Rabbi Yochanan give it in? He wasn't the Nasi. That's what all the Rishonim ask. And we're going to see the different Teruts in Mizrashem. That's all the Rishonim are asking, Uri? I don't understand. I thought Netilas Rishus and Rishon does not work for Bavel. What's going on? This is bugging me, guys. It's been bugging me the whole weekend. Did you write it in the computer? Yes, Daniel, you follow me? You got it? I don't know why any of the Rishonim are bothered by this. I want to strengthen our kasha. With the second Nekuda. On the top of the Yomid, the Gemara said, these Gedolim, these Amoraim were talented. Igamar Rishus Olam Ali Lemishkel. Remember that? So what was Gemara's answer? To make sure they know how to articulate it right. What did all the Rishonim, what were they all bothered by? What were all the Rishonim bothered by? The top tesis. Why didn't they answer, why didn't the Gemara answer what? That if he makes a mistake, they want to be putter from paying. What are you, putter from paying? Then Tilus was from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. It doesn't work. None of the Rishonim are bothered by that. They're all trying to bother by, why didn't the Gemara answer, that if he's potter, he wants to be potter from pain. It wouldn't work anyway. Netilas Rishus and Eretz Yisrael, you follow me, Yosef? Those are the two bomb kashas I'm asking, that we're asking. On the bottom of the Gemara and also the top of the Gemara.
Are we sure that it's an Aris Yisrael to Bavro?
It's what it says, no?
Rashi says.
It says, Rav Shaman, kishya portion min of Yard LeBavro. It's what he says, Pinchas.
He's talking about the top Tosfos.
The top also was talking about there. Rav. No, Rav is going to Bavro.
Igomer, that's just Stam.
No, but it, Rav. So we answered, one of the answers that we gave to that Kasha, I'm glad you mentioned that, Johnny, was what? One of the answers, we had like five answers, remember? What one of the answers was that he had Smicha. But that's only according to some Rishonim that say Smicha Patish from pain. Other Rishonim say that Smicha doesn't. Remember that? And down here it's not going to help you. Right? Down here it's specific. They were bothered by this. They're bothered by, oh, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't a Nasi. Even if he was a Nasi, he wouldn't help. No? Zach, you follow my kashas? I don't have a good answer for it, guys, to tell you the truth. I don't. I'm still bothered by this. I asked a few fellows, they didn't have an answer. I asked a few fellows in the Kol Elyon, they didn't have an answer.
No, we have the whole Mahalik wrong. Like, who said Rishus doesn't transfer? Meaning we saw at the bottom of Tosos on the previous daf that, like,
so let's answer the kasha that they ask. Let's answer the kasha they ask. What's the kasha we're showing them ask here? Rabbi Yochanan wasn't the Nasi, so how could he give the permission? So let's go through that, Johnny, okay? So what does Tosus say on the bottom of Ham and Aleph? Let's get it down. We learned the Tosus. Tosus said, not a problem. Someone who has Nitilus Yeshus, and Rabbi Yochanan had Nitilus Yeshus from the Nasi, can convey it weiter. If you have Nitilus Yeshus, you can give it weiter to another Talmud. That's what Tosfos says beferish. So Rabbi Yochanan gave the Rishus to Rav Shman. Not a problem. Okay? I wasn't the Nasi. You don't have to be the Nasi. As long as you got it from the Nasi, you can confer it down. Remember, he conferred it to Smicha? Remember the Tosfos on the bottom?
What question is that answering?
It's answering the kasha that all the Rishonim asked. The kasha is Rabbi Yochanan wasn't the Nasi. So how could he have given the Rishus al Tanai? That's the kasha all the Rishonim are asking right now on this sugya.
What does that answer your Rebbe's kasha?
It doesn't answer my kasha. I'm trying to answer this kasha, what you're sinking to right before. We're answering the kasha that the Rishonim asked. I'm just bothered by, even if it wasn't us, it shouldn't help. But let's answer what they ask. He say it wasn't an us, it doesn't make a difference. As long as you got it from the us, you can confer it down, like memory compared to the smicha. Yes, Uri?
What happens if the Nasi then retracts the person's reshut? Does everyone who he gave reshut to also lose their reshut?
Probably not, Lamaisa. If he gave it a Tanai, yes, Lamaisa. If you don't give it out Tanai, then once you give it, you're done. If it's Stam, it's good. If he gave it out Tanai.
But we see that maybe the reshoot that he originally got was wrong. Therefore,
for that time it was good. It doesn't mean Lamafreya. For that time. If he had it during that time, that's fine. So that's Tysus' answer. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, Ben. Go ahead. What do you say? Well said. That's what we get to right now. Very good. Rabbeinu Yonah argues. Rabbeinu Yonah says, like Ben said, in Dibur Maska Ana and the Ra'ah, quoting the Tshuvas HaRivash, Shimon Reish Ayin Alf, that's that famous Tshuva. The Rivash's Tshuva Reish Ayin Alf is all about Smicha. We've mentioned it many, many times. So the Shittas Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ra'ah say the following, that only a Nasi can give Rishus, and the Adramah, Dibur Maska Arminin say the following, that Rabbi Yochanan gave Rishman Rishus Bahora. He did not give him Rishus to Paskin and Chayshin Mishput, and if he made a mistake, he'd be part of Rabbein. You were Machavin to that, Ben. That's exactly Rabbeinu Yonah, the Adramah say. He was only given Rishus Bahora Levat. We're not talking about Rishus to be Pata from payment, because Rabbi Yochanan was not the Nasi, and he did not have the wherewithal to do that. And that just brings up my kasher that I'm still bothered by. Even if he was the Nasi, it doesn't work for Bavel. Doesn't work for Bavel. The Gemara said Pshita Lo Mahani. No,
right. The whole rug goes well with Tosfos, who says that Isser the Hetter, they were smarter in Eretz Yisrael. Right.
Viru the Eretz Yisrael Machim. We saw that Tosfos on the Ham and Aleph. Correct, Johnny. But I'm just saying he actually bothers me so much because the Adramah says, and we're not talking about Dayanus in order to be Pata from paying because he didn't. Only the Nasi can do that. Even if he had the Nasi, it doesn't help you for Bavel. Okay, that's a second teretz. Very good, Ben. You're machaving. Third teretz. The Rabbeinu Yonah gives a second teretz himself and the Ra'ah, and they say that the Nasi gave Netilas Yeshus Mifureshus, that he could give it over other people. The Meiri said that as well, Dibur Maska Yesh. That even though Rabbi Yochanan was not the Nasi, The Nasi gave him Rishus to give it to other people. But what's the sheet to hold? That if you're given the Tilus Rishus Stam, you have no ability to confer it on Viter. Whereas the first Teret said automatically, Tysus holds, if you're given the Tilus Rishus, automatically you have the ability to confer it. No problem. This sheet, this Teret says you must be given explicitly the ability that if you want to confer it, you have to be told that in your original Tilus Rishus. And that was the Akimta that was made. And then lastly, there's a last Teretz. What's the last Teretz? The last Teretz is the Meiri, who says that the Rosh Yeshiva is considered to be a Nasi. And he was a Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yochanan. Since Rabbi Yochanan was a Rosh Yeshiva, he can give Rishus that if you make a mistake, you're potter. I don't know, is it possible to say that maybe Haman Beis argues with Haman Aleph? Maybe he says it does work? I don't know. I'm not sure. Just bringing up as a possibility. I don't get it. Maybe you could say that they're arguing. I don't know.
Miri said Rosh Yeshiva is like...
Rosh Yeshiva is like the Nasi. And therefore it'll work. It'll work. It'll work for Bavel? I thought the Gemara said Pshita, Lomahani. Wasn't that the Lashon? Didn't the Gemara say even Pshita? Didn't it say Pshita like it said today? Didn't the Gemara say... Did it say the word Pshita? I don't remember.
I think it says Pshita.
It said Pshita. Mehacha lahacha, mehasam lahasam. Mahani. Mehacha lahasam. Mahani, right? The hachala is no mahani. Yeah. Mihasam lahacha mai, doesn't say pshita, you're right. Doesn't say, in the other ones it said pshita, but mihasam lahacha, it said it didn't work though. Okay. All right. We got to keep working on this kasha. Okay. That's the first mahalach. We got this klor? Yosef klor? Okay. Oh. So the bottom line is that it can be given, smicha can be given out tonight, push of shot. And also the Tilus Rishus. I'm going to even highlight this even more, guys, because if you look in the Sefer Dvar Moshe, he points out that the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha of Al Tanai, the Rambam's in Perek Daleth, Sanhedrin Halacha Ches, and he points out you can do this Al Tanai. L'maisa the Lechem Mishnah asks, Lama bina Rishus based in Mechdei Lahoros B'Yisurin? Hasagi Rishus Rabo L'chud? Right? He says, what do you need? The Rambam lists off in Perek Daleth that you need Rishus from a Beis Din. He says Rishus from a Beis Din. So Lechem Mishnah says, why do you need Rishus from a Beis Din? Rishus from your Rebbe is enough, right? The Rambam, you know what the Lechem Mishnah says? To be potter from payment. Hidavka says to be potter from payment, if you made a mistake, you need Rishus from a Beis Din. And that's what the Rambam says in Perek Daleth Tes. V'chein yesh l'somchin l'itein Rishus atzman v'lomer l'nisvach y'lishush l'sus l'dun o'lohoros atchetovo anasi. So you see the Rambam says that Rishus can be given partially, and Lizman, if you make a mistake. Okay, but what I want to bring out here is that the Rambam clearly writes 100%, explicitly, that we're talking about, this Gemara is talking about a situation where if you make a mistake, you want to be putter. And therefore, he says, Lafize Lamaisa, he's bothered by this. We'll get you in a second, because the Dvar Moshe is bothered by, why is the Gemara mistopic whether it should work out tonight? Why shouldn't it work out tonight? Why does the Gemara even have a suffix about it? Of course it should be what? Should be, why shouldn't it work out tonight? Allah Lamaisa. Why shouldn't it work out tonight? But the Rambam clearly is learning that this whole topic is talking about what? Ptur of payment. Yes, Pinchas, what do you want to say? You're very patient. Go ahead, what do you say?
So I think a tariff to your kasha could be
that, yes,
when it says Kishaya Parish Menaviyad Lubavel, that's talking about Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went down to Babel. So he gave the Rishus, then Rabbi Yochanan went down to Babel, and so he got the Rishus and he stayed in Eretz Yisrael, and then he gave over judgment in Eretz Yisrael.
Rav Shimon.
Yeah. And the one that was Parish wasn't Rav, what's the name of?
Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan was the one that went. I mean, yeah. He stayed in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Shman.
That's how I read the Gemara originally.
Okay,
stayed,
great.
Rosh Shman stayed in Eretz Yisrael.
So is that right? I hope you're right. That's good. So that would answer my kasha. So I read it wrong then. It wouldn't answer the kasha we had on the top of the Yomid though.
Yeah, but that's all. No, Stam, you can
just
say.
No, I'm saying the top of the Yomid. All the Rishonim were bothered by. You know why you can't make
say
a mistake.
That kash is not on Rebbe and Rav. That's not on Rav. It's just a stam kash in general.
It's a kash on the Rishonim, on that Gemara. But let's take one thing at a time. Pinchas wants to say that we read the Gemara wrong. Tashma, Damal Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shman. Hare Ata Birshusenu. You're in our Rishus Ladun Achetovo. It says until you come back at Slainu. Are you sure? Achetavo betzlenu, till you come to us.
Yeah, tavo is a really
then you come to me in Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan, yeah. He stayed in Israel. He didn't go to Bavel though. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish stayed there. We know that they were the Amorim in Eretz Yisrael. You know, I don't think he ever went to Bavel, but I think that's what it means. Achetavo etzlenu. No,
yeah,
you'll be under our auspices until you come back to us.
Tavo wasn't really lashon come back. Tavo is lashon achetavzor himen would be come back.
Yeah, but that's what how he touches. He says achetavo b'chazor etzlenu. Yeah, I think I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that's pshat, Pinchas. I don't think so. I think it means until you go, and then when you come back, you know.
I feel like tavo.
Let's look around a little bit. We'll look around a little more, but I don't think that's pshat. I would like to say, but I don't think it is. Because I think Rabbi Yochanan always stayed there. You know what I mean? I don't think he left.
How do we know that Rabbi Yochanan always stayed there?
They were that's what the Yerushalmi says. They were the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. You know, Rav Shmuel went to Bavel, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish stayed in Eretz Yisrael.
Why don't we say so, the Bavel's word, that meaning there's possible.
But I'm saying, even if you're correct, I'm just saying we still have that problem at the top. You know what I mean?
The problem
on the top was when the Gemara says, what did the Gemara say? Im gomer reshusa lamali, right? Yeah. Lamali mishkol. What did all the Rishonim try to ask? Why didn't the Gemara just give an answer? The reason why I needed to do reshusa is that if he makes a mistake, he'll be putter from paying. Yeah. So what we challenge is you wouldn't be putter from paying because the reshusa is from Eretz Yisrael. That's when it was going down, remember? Because you're Rav Lebovo, you got Yod Nun, you got Yod Yora. So we said maybe it's an answer. You could say it's reshusa. But it's not a rishus. Rishon was saying, "Me potter from paying." How would that have helped? I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that's pshat. Let's look around a little bit. You look around. Look in the art school, even. I don't know. See how they translate it. But I don't think that's pshat, Lamaisa. I think it means Rav Shman went. I think that's pshat. Okay. We'll look in the art school. Well, there's no problem looking in the art school if you know you go through the Gemara, Lamaisa. You work on it yourself. How did you learn it, Zach? You learned it like we were saying. I think Rav Yochanan stayed put. Is Rav Shman going? You know, I think so. Okay, that's the first mouth. But I want you to get down to the Rambam really writes Beferish talking about the Ptur of payment. The Lechem Mishnah says it. They all learn. Yeah, the Dvar Moshe points out this Rambam with the Lechem Mishnah. No. Berak Dala Lecha Chesed says, no, I didn't see anyone ask this.
Rabbi, you said if he was planning on going down to Babel when he gave this Rishut, you could have been saying, until you come to us in Babel, you'll have Rishut here.
But Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So what is he saying to him?
But if we go with John's brother, then he went down to Babel. Is that you saying?
Yeah, but I think it means Rav Shman went. But okay, it could be if you say like Ben, because then the answers are very good. But I don't know if that's pshat. I don't think it is. I think Rabbi Yochanan stayed there. Okay, all right. Next nakuda I want to point out is I gave you a Rosh and Hurius. Please just get it down. This notion, the Rosh and Hurius. The Russian Hurrius says an interesting Kiddush in Dav Zayin and Aleph. This din that you have to be royal kol Torah kula. Remember, we said that you have to be royal kol Torah kula. Is that lachachil or b'di'evid? So, if you look in the Rambam Perek Aleph Lachahei, the Rambam says someone who's not royal lahoros lechol advarim is kosher at least with the Sanhedrin Ketana. You know what the Sanhedrin Ketana is? 23. So Lomaisa, even if you're not royal kol Torah kula, it might be makir for 71, but it's not makir for 23. I want you to get that down. That's what the Rambam says. But if you look in the Rosh has a suffix, whether b'di'evid, you put someone up on the Sanhedrin, it's not royal lahoros. So it could be halacha Lomaisa, that when the Rambam says you have to be royal kol advarim, that's only l'chachila. B'di'evid is din is a din. The Rosh has a suffix in Sanhedrin Hurius. Please get it down. In the end of Zayin and Alf. The fact that you have to be roi l'chol advarim, that rush, is that l'chachil or b'di'evid? The rush says, I'm not sure. But if you look in the Rambam, it seems like it's only l'chachil. Because he says, at least you're good for 23. If it's going to be ma'akev, it'll just be ma'akev for 71. That's what the Rambam says, b'feirish. He says, the Rambam says, mishin roi l'oro b'chol advarim, kosher l'chol apostol, sanhed ektan. At least you're kosher for something, l'maisa. At least you're kosher for something. So I want you to get the rush as a suffix, and the Rambam says, at least you're kosher b'di'evid for 71, at least you're kosher b'di'evid for 23, 71, there's what to be mistopic about. Okay, that's the second mahalik I wanted you to get. Okay, number three. You got me? So again, the rush is mistopic in general in this requirement. The Rambam seems to say b'feresh for 23, it's b'di'evid good. For 71, it's a suffix. Okay. Number three mahalik, well, mice. Let's get it. You know, we learned, and I pointed this out, that there were two makaros connected Machane Yisrael. I think connected Machane Yisrael, I wanted to tell you, I didn't glean at it for tomorrow. I didn't get a chance to look for that Rashi. Remember, I wanted to find that Rashi, Noah Chulim Etara, even in Chutz Lartz? We'll get to it. I didn't get a chance to look. But the third Mahalach I want to point out is interesting, is, you remember we said that Machane Yisrael, the makor of three, not being, I think it's 2.9 miles, is the, what was it, Shlosha Parsos, by one's Rebbe? Remember we said, is it Moshe Rabbeinu, like Rashi says, or is it who? Nadav and Aviu. Remember we said it was a Machlokes between Rashi against the Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh and Erevin. Okay. I want to just point out, and I thought there's a beautiful Ha'ara from the Dvar Moshe. He says, do you mean to tell me, he says, that everyone went to Moshe Rabbeinu? I mean, there's so many people. There's so many Yidim, thank God. Is it Shaykh that everyone, Lamaisa, went to Moshe Rabbeinu?
Until Yitro came, yeah.
There were many Shoftim in the Dor HaMidbar. We know that. We know that. We know that Gemara says in the end of the first parak, there were Dayani Yisrael, Shiva Ribuya, 70,000 judges.
Only after Yitro, though.
How could they sit? But no, but this is Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar.
Yitro was in the Midbar.
I understand, but it seems like afterwards. How were they able to be Dayanim? You can't pass in Makom your Rebbe. How's it Shaykh? They were more b'toch ha-machane. It's very hard to say that, Uri. I thought there was a great kasha. So you know what he answers? I want you to get this. Please get it. I thought it was a beautiful chiddush. The issur is for a Talmud to paskin b'makom Rebbe. But if that Talmud is a member of a Beis Din, then maybe it's mutter. A Talmud can't paskin b'makom Rabbi, but if he's a member of a Beis Din, and especially if you say that Rav Rosenzweig's theory, that'll be number five. We have five nafkim, and this will be number five in Rav Rosenzweig's unit theory about the Beis Din. Maybe this will be a fifth nafkim unit, that if you're a member of Beis Din, because it's a unit, you see, you as an individual is like diminished. You're part of one unit. You follow me? Then therefore you could paskin even welcome your Rebbe. So says the Dvar Moshe, since they were members of Bat Dinim, he wants to say it's mutter. One second, Uri. And he wants to bring a riot to this. And daf lamed vav amaral, if I gave you the Gemara. What does the Gemara say in lamed vav amaral in Sanhedrin? That a Rav and a Talmud are dan biyachad. You only count them as one vote. A Rav and a Talmud can dan biyachad? How on earth can the Talmud paskin if they Rebbe? It doesn't work, Nesinus Rishus. Tok shalosh parsals. It doesn't work, tok shalosh parsals. So how could it be? How could you say Rav and Talmidu in the Beis and Monin lo echad? The Nesinus Rishus doesn't work. What's the Terrence? He's part of a Beis Din. If he's part of a Beis Din, it's good. If it's part of a Beis Din, it's good. You follow me? You remember the five nafkin minas we had from the unit theory? They'll be on the Bechini. I'm telling you, right question right now. It's on the Bechini. 10 out of 13. One already, Uri.
What?
Five nafkin minas. What are the five nafkin minas? Ein hochen b'momenach ha-rov. How can we go by San Rov and a Sanhedrin? What's the answer? It's not Rov, it's Kol. Bittul b'rov. What was the second Teretz? How do they write the Psak? Second Afkimina, it's a unit there. Even if the one guy said Chayef, we write all three together. What was the third Afkimina? Eidu Shabbat and Sazabala Kula. Do you say it by Dayanin? The unit there, you will. What's the fourth Afkimina? The Kasha from the Mordechai and Rabbeinu Yakar, Chulin Daf Yud. Kol Kavu Kamech Samech Sadami. But that's when it's a Rov and a Mute. It's a Kol. And the fifth Afkimina today. There's no problem with Talmud Makom Rabbi if you're part of a basin, because of unit theory. See, if you individualize each guy in the basin, you see that Talmud's on the basin. How could he do it? You're possibly on your Rebbe. But if they're merged into one, it's not him anymore.
Maybe that's the
it's not him anymore.
That's why he went to Bavel. He got restricted to be on a basin, and then he's able to pass in Bavel.
Maybe that's the Teretz. No? Maybe that's the Teretz. The problem is, though, we find this Netilas Rishus is always as Yochan Mumcha. You follow me? We always follow as a Yochan Mumcha being potter with the Netilas Rishus. That was the Mumcha L'Rabim and Omer Aleph, right? Yochan Mumcha L'Rabim. See, a Beis Din Lamaisav had Yotos has to pay because they didn't have an Atilashus. It's hard to imagine he was just doing it for a Beis Din. But maybe you can make that Ukimta. It's not bad what Johnny's saying. Maybe you'd only act as a Beis Din. Could be, but it's not, it's a big Ukimta to say like that, but it's a good thought. He does, I want you to get this down, he happens to back, he doesn't, it's a beautiful teretz, but he doesn't like it in the end. Because he says at the end of the day, they're all Talmidim or Moshe Rabbeinu. So if they're all Talmidim or Moshe Rabbeinu, aren't they Malkum Rabbi? So I'm saying no. I'm saying they're not individuals. It's a new entity. It's like you're part of a new group now. You can't individualize 3 day on it. It's a vort, no? It's a vort. We're going to write this shtickle Torah up, guys. Okay? The five nafkaminas that are over from the unit theory. Okay? All right, very good. You got it? So that's the shtickle, Lamaisa. That's the third shtickle we want to say. Okay, we got it, Clor? Yes? I want to point out, though, Halacha Lamaisa, this is part of this third Mahalach, that the Dvar Moshe points out very nicely. He says, these chilukim are not found in the poskim. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they don't write this Lashon. You know what I mean? What does it say? It says, Al Yoro Halacha Bimkom Rabba. Elim Ken Hayorach Kimena Sholos Parsos Kenega Machne Yisrael. It says, Elishan Mokom Rabba, in the Shir Sholos Parsos. Masma outside Sholos Parsos Mutter. Even if it's Mokom Rebbe. Let's say it's a huge city, but it's the Mokom of his Rebbe. What'll be the din? Let's say the Rebbe is the chief rabbi of the city. What'll be the halacha? It's mashashim, ain't a makomo, it's mutter yifilu tov shlosha. You know what I'm saying? He has an interesting suffix. Do you treat the word bimkom rabo like squared cubed? You know what I mean by makom rabo means? That means if it's not makom rabo, everything goes. It's mutter yifilu tov shlosha. And if it's makom rabo, it could be outside three, right? That's what he's bothered by. He says, the bottom line, these chilukim don't appear in the poskim and in the Ram and the Shulchan Aruch. The word makom doesn't appear. So it's just a way of saying it. We don't take the word makom rabo seriously. Because if you took it seriously, then that even if it's bigger than Shalosh Parsos, it should be usher. And even and if it's not makom rabo, then even within three, it should be okay. You know what I'm saying? Makom rabo just saying around the place you're ready. So I want you to get that down in your notes too. That's what the Dvar Moshe points out. I thought it was a beautiful aura. I didn't even think about it. That the phrase makom rabo is really lav dafkin. Okay? All right, good. Now let's get to the Taisasim, okay? Let's get to the Taisasim. Let's first start with Reb Chiya, okay? Let's first start with Reb Chiya, and then we'll work our... We got to do the second and third one after that. Okay, Yosef, let's see Reb Chiya. Let's just refresh our memories, okay? What were our memories? So we set up tomorrow. Guys, we strong B'chazorah tomorrow, 9 o'clock. The guys aren't here. Please, tell everybody. This week, B'chazorah. Hopefully tomorrow, that base. Tuesday, it can't be perfect because it'll be a lot to do because Tuesday we have a shorter Seder. But I'd like to take the Mechina next week, early. Either Monday, Pinchas said it was difficult. You want to kovei it for Tuesday? So we'll kovei it for Blina. Tuesday's much better? Okay, so let's kovei it for Tuesday. That means strong Chazara. How many days we got? 5, 6 days of Chazara. Okay? Tuesday, because we got to go Vaitu. We got a lot to do after Tuesday, okay? So let's Tuesday, Bulinet will be the Bechina. We have 5 days of Chazara. No matter what we get up to, we'll stop there and we'll go Vaitu. It'll be easy questions. We already have one. One out of 13, not out of 12. Usually by the time Chazara, I've spilled the beans of 7 or 8 already. Okay? All right, let's go. Let's see the text, Rabbi. Go ahead. What do you say, Yosef? Let's refresh our memories. It was a very fascinating story, right? What does it have to do with anything? Reb Chiya sees this man sitting in a cemetery or standing. He says, what are you doing? Aren't you a Kohen? He says, he did say yes, but unfortunately he says, I'm really a Cholo. Because his father couldn't control himself. He married, he fell in love with a divorcee, and he married her, and I'm the child of that union, he says. And I'm a Cholo, and we know a Cholo can be in a cemetery. Okay. So Rashi, we didn't see the Rashi inside, but let's say over to Rashi before we do the Taz inside. Rashi says, I have no idea what it's doing here. So Rashi said, I'll offer two pshatim. Okay? Rashi beautifully says, I'll offer two pshatim. Rashi opens up so clearly, he says, I don't know, you know, what it's doing here, but I'm going to offer two pshatim. What's the first pshat that he offers? The first pshat he offers is that even though Reb Chiya was a Talmud of Rebbe, they were walking along, and they saw this man doing this in the cemetery, and he was a Kohen, so Reb Chiya started yelling at him. That's more halacha b'tnei rabo. That's the connection with our sugya. Beautiful connection. Special heter, we learned the Gemara. Ein chokin kavod l'rabo, makos sheish bo chil Hashem. Ein chokma, ein tfuna, eitz l'Hashem. A lot of people are familiar with that from the Gemara Brachos Daf Chof. But it's also the Gemara Erevin that we saw on Thursday in Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, that's Rashi's first pshat. Then Rashi quotes Yerushalmi in Shviz that says the Girsha should be Rebbe, not Reb Chiya. And it's very fascinating. I want you guys to get this. It's a good segue to Tosis. That these were two specific actions, stories, in Akko. Half of Akko was Eretz Yisrael, half of Akko was Chutz La'aretz. Okay? The first story was when the Chelik of Eretz Yisrael, he got very upset because this Talmud Paskin then made Bayim are not Machshel LeKabel Tumah. They were using these Kalim that were Tomei. And he said, what are you talking about? They misunderstood Lamaisa. And it wasn't what? It wasn't Mebeim, right? They thought he was saying Mebetsoim. And therefore, he was only talking about yolk and white, but he pronounced it wrong and they misunderstood, right? What was the second story? Second story was in the Chutz La'aretz part of Akko. They see this man standing where? And this is what I want you to get. Not at Beis HaKfaros, standing in Chutz La'aretz, which is Tumah Eretz Amen. And we pointed out, based on that, that the Vilna Gaon says the whole issur of leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz is only limited to Kohanim. Because Kohanim should not live in Chutz La'aretz, and the Shvus Yaakov Paskin like that. That if you're a Kohen, you're not allowed to live in Chutz La'aretz. The Shach argues on that and says you're allowed to. Okay? Fine. Let's see the Taisus. Rabbi Chiya, go ahead.
Rabbi Chazia Garcinon?
You see, he had a different Gersa. Rabbi Chazia Garcinon. Because Tosus goes with the second shot. You shall me. Go ahead.
Below Rabbi Chiya. The parish of countries.
She'elu Maisim, these two stories.
She'elu Maisim, Mevil Bir Shalmi, and Reish Perak Vav to Shviz, Al Rabbi.
These two stories are told about Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Go ahead.
Shara'a Otam Be'Akko.
Saw them in Akko.
V'diyek Minei. Da'akko Yeshba Me'eretz Yisrael, Midiba'i L'meichal Ba'Tahara.
Because why? They're medayik that Akko is in Eretz Yisrael, and they want to eat taras. You see clearly from Tosfos, there's no notion of eating chulin and tar in Chutz La'aretz. That's why I got to find that Rashi. Believe that, I'll find it. Okay, that we found that collector's item in Rashi. There's a din of noig, the concept of noig chulin and tar even in Chutz La'aretz, which is weird if it's tumas Eretz Amen. But you see from Tosfos says there's no such thing, right? So if they're eating taras, it's got to be Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead, Yeshba.
Yeshba mechutz La'aretz midik.
Midikas.
Midikas al oto kohen.
He got angry on that kohen.
Shahaya omed bitzad chutz la'aretz.
Exactly. He gets angry. He was angry at the guy. Why are you standing on the chutz la'aretz side? Go ahead. Rebbe's the one who saw that person. Go ahead. Right, and he was standing there at Samuel. El Nami.
El Nami Garas. The Inhu Sabor Mi Shalak Beitzim Kamar.
Right, what does he mean to say by that? Did you guys figure that out? What's the end of that Taisus saying? We don't like to skim, right? What did he mean that? What did he mean the very end of that Taisus? What does he mean, Inhu Sabor? Meaning when he says Lael also, what are we Goris? Lael, they were Goris, what? Issa, right? Remember they thought it was. They thought it was May Shlak Bain Kummer. Dainim Itamin, right? They thought that what? That egg yolk, right, are not Mitame, right? That Talmud said May Bain, meaning the yolk and the chelmon of Bain. But the water that cooked for sure is Machshel LeKabel Tumah. Did everyone figure that out?
Does this go with the.
No, but what does it mean, though? First, Johnny, what does it mean? Did everyone get that? See, how do we learn up the Gemara with the story?
Maybe
it's on that he was referring to yolk, right? And they thought it was what? Marshed water, right? And marshed water is machshir, and he was referring to yolk. No, here it means, forget about anything with marsh, no?
No,
what
is I thought marsh in the previous Tosfos was
no,
marsh.
No, but what does he mean? Baitzen. Yeah, but what does he say here, the gears? He's changing his gears. Tosfos saying, Lefizeh, the Liel, the Maisa, the Gablo, Sam, Etuma, Nami, Goris, right? You should be Goris. They didn't think the Tom was Mata, maybe it's him. Right? The Inu suffered the Meshlak Beitzim Kummer. They thought it was the water that was cooked in the eggs. I mean, the Talmud said the yolk and the white of eggs is not Machshir. But the water that eggs are cooked in for sure are Mekabel Tumah. They made that mistake. They thought it was Meshlak. Nothing to do with what? Seems to be nothing to do with marsh waters. That's what he's saying. Why is Tyson saying Lefizeh? Le'el Maiseh? That what? Did everyone cop that? What does Tosfos mean at the end of this Tosfos, guys? Let's get it. He says, based on what he just said, Yosef, that what?
You have to do the previous tosos, though. The Nehu Sabar made...
Right, we're going to do the previous tosos, but I'm saying, what, based on what he just said, he's saying, Le'el Nami Garis. What's he trying to fix based on what he just said? Forget about the first two tosos. We're going to do the first two tosos. What does he mean, Le'el Nami Garis, Ve'inu Sabar, Me Shlak, Beim Kamer? They thought it was the water that was cooked in eggs is not Machshir L'Kabel Tumah. The Talmud only thought it was yolk and the white of the egg is not machshir. That's what the Talmud meant. They thought he meant the water. You follow what I'm saying? They bring in the water that the egg was cooked in. Nothing to do with the marsh waters. But what's the connection to L'El Nami? You follow me? What are you trying to say? What do you mean L'Fizel L'El? What does L'Fizel L'El mean? Why is it L'Fizel? What's the connection with the fact that one is in Eretz Yisrael and one is in Chutz La'aretz? Halach L'Maisa. You understand what I'm saying? What's the L? He's just trying to fix it up? I mean...
Well, if you're changing the Peshat to Rebbe, then you change the whole Peshat of Rashi's first Peshat, the Rav Chiya, that we're learning from this Gemara that you can't paskin in front of Rebbe for Isser.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with that, right. It has to do with Rebbe, the story. But I don't know why he says, L Nami Garis, Inu Sarva, Me Shlak, Bam, Kamer. What does that have to do with the previous part of the Tosis? No? Did anyone see the Tosis of Rosh on that? He says, Bam. Meishlag Beim Kamer. Anyone see the last Tais HaRosh on that? I'm not sure what the connection is with it. He says, Le'el Nami. He wants to say in the Bira Taisis, Le'fizeh, Le'el, the Maisa Shegiblu, Nami Garis. It's not that they thought the Talmud Matar Bebet Soim, you know, marshed waters. Had nothing to do with that. Had nothing to do with that. I don't know why. I guess since we're fixing up things, as long as we're fixing up things, we'll fix up the story before. That's what I think he means. Yeah, I think that's exactly what he's saying, Ben. He's saying, since I'm fixing up that it's not Reb Chiya, it's Rebbe, I'm going to fix up that story before. It wasn't the difference between yolk and whites and marshed water. The difference was between yolks and whites and water that cooked was the eggs were cooked in, which are much closer together. You follow what I'm saying? And then you don't have any of these tosefim above about, you know, the whole din of what? Marshed water, which is difficult because the Gemara talked about what's good for Mechatas, no?
Right.
Which is very difficult to lush in the Gemara. The Gemara seems to interpret it as being marshed water, no? But he says if you have that girsa, I don't know, the Gemara doesn't have to get into whole marshed water at all. You know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with marshed water. It skirts the whole Gemara there, okay? But maybe if you have a whole new girsa, the whole thing changes, okay? That's why I think the pshat is in the Taisis. Okay, let's go to the top two. You understand what I'm saying, Yosef? I'm just saying, if you say like that, the whole Gemara here about differentiate what rivers are good for Mayim Chayim has nothing to do with marsh water. It is water that eggs were cooked in. You know what I mean? So it has nothing to do with the reading of the Gemara. But maybe you say like that, you have a whole different gears. Maybe. Okay. You understand what I'm saying, Ben? It's mamish against the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara talks about marsh waters from Mechatis. So, I mean, it's hard to imagine, but maybe you have to say it's a whole new girsa. L'el nami garsa, inu sarver me shlak beim kamer. Okay. What is he saying? Laman me beim. Okay, let's see second and third tises. Go ahead, Yosef. What do you say?
Inu sarver me beitim.
Right, so let's refresh our memories again. He meant the Talmud, yolk or whites are not makshir l'kabel tumah. It's not Yad Shach Adam. It's not one of the seven, the yolks and whites. But they thought he meant marsh waters. Dirtied waters are not makshir l'kabel tumah. Okay. Zok Taisis, what do you say? Yeah, I mean, people know how to pronounce the word ayin, the letter ayin. I mean, how hard is it to differentiate between may beits, may beim, le betsoim? You know what I mean? There's an ayin there. He says, how do you make it? Taisis bothered by it. It's a pella. How do people make a mistake? Go ahead. With a chirik.
Yeah.
Right. In other words, beitzim. They thought it meant what? Beitzim. May beitzim. Go ahead. Like beitzak, you know? Right. And they thought it meant may, you know, beitzim, right? Lashon beitza. Which is deceives a pasuk in Eve. Go ahead.
May bitzim dechtiv in Eve. Hayiga gamah believe.
Pizza. Do they quote it here on the side there? Do you have it in yours? Do they quote that pasuk in here, or they only quote the pasuk from the Gemaras? What'd you say?
Ben has it.
Ben has it?
In the
Ben, you have.
Hayige gomer below
pizza. Oh, there it is. We got it right. Pizza. Hayige gomer below pizza. Good. Excellent. The toa, and that's what it means. May bitsoim, be bitsoim, go have a toa. And they thought.
The toa bin bitsim,
le bitsim. Le bayim, with the tseri. They made a mistake. They thought it was the tseri one. Okay, so it's not so crazy to make such a mistake. How do you make a mistake between bayim and bitsoim? You forgot about the ayin? No. Because if you say bitsa and bitsim, between bitsa and bayim, that's closer together. That can happen. Okay. All right, next tesis. Very good. So it's not so crazy to make such a mistake. Go ahead. What do you say? Next tesis. Psulim.
Psulim lemei chatad. The imkomar beperik hamocher et ha-sfina. Bavasra ayin dalet of beis.
Mashmo.
Mashmo shehim naharod. The darshinan ve'al naharod yuchonana.
Elu.
Elu Dalad Naharot, Yarden Yermoch,
Carmiun,
Vepiga.
So what's Tosis Kasha? What's Tosis Kasha? Tosis has a great Kasha here. What's a Kasha? You see that what? You see that Carmiun and Vepiga are Naharos, based on that Gemara. So why are main Naharos possible Mechatis? I mean, you need natural spring waters. Rivers are natural springs. Poshup Shat, they didn't have man-made lakes. You know how the camps have man-made lakes? They didn't have man-made lakes in those days yet, right? So if you had a river, Mestumos from a natural spring on the bottom of the floor of the lake. So he's asking a great kasha. He says, it's Mashma from the Babasra that these are good Naras. So why do you apostle them? Mishnah in Paris says they're apostle Lachatas. Can't mix them with anything for parts. A great kasha. Go ahead. Vomer Rabbeinu Tam.
Vomer Rabbeinu Tam. Duvadai Naharot Hen. Vilafi Shein Ham. Mayim tzulin va'afar v'tid ma'murav bahen psulim b'mei chata dahave chatzitza bein mayim l'kelim
uksiv
midbar mayim chayim el keli.
Excellent. It's amazing Tisus. Now what's Tisus Teretz? Why does Tisus say that these waters are bad from Carmion and Figa? What's the reason? So he says because they have mud and dirt mixed in them. They are apostle, not because there's a deficiency in the water, because it creates a chatzitza between the water and the kli. The mud gets on the walls of the inner kli. And it says in the Chumash, Nosan Mayim Chaim El Keli in Parshas Chukas. El Keli, the water's got to touch the walls of the kli. If there's mud or dirt stopping it, done. So Tisus, let's get it down. He says the chisaron of these rivers of Mei Carmi and Mei Figa is al tzchatzitze. Oh, so not all the Rishonim agree to this. So let's go through this now. Okay, interesting. Tisus, as I said, says this chiddush, and he says the chisaron of chatzitze. Okay, good. The Tisus Yontif though asks on this Tisus the following. The Tisus Yontif, you know, in the old days. Rav Kati, everyone knows Rav Kati's Mishnayos now. Actually, I don't know what people learn now, but when I was your age, always we learned Rav Kati. He was a great goan. He was a mailman. He wrote unbelievable pairs of Mishnayos. But before Rav Kati wrote, what did people learn? Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos was Bartanura on one side. That's called the Rav, Reish Ayin Beis, Rav Avadim Bartanura. On the other side, the Tosis Yontif, on the bottom is the Tiferes Yisrael. That's if you're learning the regular Mishnayos. So in Yisroim and Taurus, you learn the Rav, the Rash. You know, the Rosh and the Mishnayos. So the Tosis Yontif has a great kasha. He says, I don't understand. What was the Lashon of our Gemara? Why did the Gemara say it was bad for my chatas germ? What was the Lashon of the Gemara? What was the Lashon? Oh, it's a linen chatas mayim chayim be'inin. What does mayim chayim be'inin mean? That the reason why it's a problem is because why? It's not natural spring water. Not because of chatzitza. He says it Tosis against the Gemara. You're the kasha? It's a great kasha. I should have asked him myself. I was embarrassed I didn't ask him myself. He's saying the problem is chatzitza. Gemara didn't say it's a problem of chatzitza. It's in Mayim Chaim, meaning Velekit. So the Rishon Lezion, who's a parish on the side of the Mishnayos there, the Rishon Lezion says we find many times in the Gemara, it's amazing, We find many times in the Gemara, the Gemara quotes the beginning of the Pasuk, but the end, its intention was to quote the end, really. It says V'chule. I don't think it said V'chule in our Gemara, did it? I don't think so. But the intention of the Gemara was really to quote the end of the Pasuk. And what's the end of the Pasuk? Ma'im Chaim El Keli. So therefore the Chatzitz is the real problem. See the Gemara, it says a Lashon? It says, meaning Ma'im Chaim. Does anyone have the whole Pasuk there in Chumash or in your test? You have the Chumash there on your computer there? Daniel? In Perek Yotes and Chukas? Does anyone have it, Zach? Let's read the whole Pasuk if you have it. Does anyone have, do you have it there, Ben, in your Gemara? Ma'im Chaim El Keli? What's the whole Pasuk there? The real reference is to what? Is to the end of the Pasuk. Ma'im Chaim El Keli, not to what? Ma'im Chaim Be'inin. Show, quote the end of the Pasuk. It would have been better if the Gemara would have said V'chule, you know what I mean? But the Gemara doesn't.
Why is that a question? Why is that?
No, that's the answer. The answer is the Gemara didn't mean Ma'im Chaim. It meant El Keli. Ma'im Chaim El Keli. You forgot the last two words.
Yeah, but we're talking about two different things here.
No, no, no. What I'm saying is that.
For the Chatos, and here we're talking about what's Karmion and.
No, 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 no. We're talking about the same concept, John. We're talking about what water is good for Mechatos. You need Ma'im to mix in with the red heifer's ashes that you burn. Right? So the Gemara said the Chisarn of these rivers of Me Karmion and Me Figa was because of Ma'im Chaim. You need Ma'im Chaim. According to Tosis, that's not the problem.
They are Ma'im Chaim. Why can't you say
according that? To Tosis, the problem is a chatzitza. Right. So frek the kasha, the Gemara didn't say chatzitza. So say there it says the Gemara did mean chatzitza. Because it meant v'chule. It meant El Keli.
Why can't you say that the Tosos, by their having a chatzitza, the Tosos holds that it takes away its status of Ma'im Chaim?
Could be. Maybe we'll get to that. And it could be. Because it could be. Could be. Good thought, good thinking. But Poshim Shad now, let's assume like that. Because the truth of the matter is, at first glance, that's difficult because the water is still a natural spring. Why should I take it away?
It's ruined by the same thing with an agam. I'm assuming that.
Let's see. I hear you.
Starts off naturally.
I hear you, but I understand. But it's always Ma'im Chaim. There might be a chatzitza, but still Ma'im. It takes away the din Ma'im Chaim.
Yeah, for the same thing for a swamp. Swampy waters, I'm assuming, originally started off like normal water.
And then it became dirty. Dirty.
So
why should the chatzitza, though, mafkiyit, though?
I don't think we would call
it agam.
Yeah, but the chatzitza just blocks it from touching the kli. Why would that mafkiyit the shame Ma'im Chaim, though? You know what I'm saying? I hear what you're saying, but I'm just saying, why should that take away the ois?
Yeah, but
why should it deface it as being Ma'im Chaim?
Also, doesn't he mention that? No, is that Rashi that mentioned that there was a clay that came in the water? Who mentioned that?
Tosis said. Yeah.
So I don't understand. Why can't that make it status?
Yeah, but Tosis said the reason was chatzitza. That's what I'm saying. Tosis chatzitza. I understand, but I don't know how Pisvara why chatzitza would mafkir the shame Ma'im Chaim. That's all I'm saying. Let's think.
Specific word chatzitza, you're saying.
Yeah, it's chatzitza. That's what he says. The psul is chatzitza. So frek the Rishon LeZion, it's against the Gemara. No, the Gemara meant El Keli. Do you have the pasuk there, Zach?
Yeah.
Daniel, go ahead. What pasuk is it? Very good test. Pasuk what?
Good
time. Read the whole pasuk for us, please. Thank you. Oh, there it is. So the Gemara should have said Ma'im Chaim El Keli. That's what the Gemara meant. Just would have been better instead of chule. Okay. Fine, that's one teretz. Second teretz, let's get it. Tosis and Boa Basra I gave you. Ayin Dalin in the base. Diramaskal Arbo. Tosis and Boa Basra says different. He says Karmion and Figa are Naharos that are natural springs. But the problem is that they're mixed in with May Beitzes, a lot of marsh, like Pinchas was saying, and Agagim and reeds. And they stop the streaming process. So he answers my kasha, Pinchas. He says the mud and the weeds and the reeds, not weeds, the reeds, stop the zorim, the streaming process, and therefore it's no longer springing. It's no longer life. It becomes lifeless. It's no longer full of life. It's not chiyus gemura. And therefore it's no longer Ma'im Chaim. And Itaka, he answers my kasha that he asked on Pinchas, and it's mafkir and it's posel mechatas. Because the posel says, nasal on Ma'im Chaim. And the fact that there's so much marsh and so much reeds there, it stops the streaming process, and therefore it's mafkir the din of Ma'im Chaim. So that he answers the kasha, Lamaisa. He answers my kasha. But I want you to know, Pinchas, that Tosfos Bavasa doesn't say it's a problem of what? Chatzitza. It's a problem of what? Lack of Ma'im Chaim. So what emerges, guys, is a fundamental machlokes between our Tosfos and Tosfos Bavasra. What is the chisaron here of marsh water for mechatas? Is it a chisaron atz chatzitza, Tosfos, by us? Sanhedrin Hayam Beis, or is the Chisar Nas what? Ois Maim Chaim. Ois means it is no longer. Ois Maim Chaim, because what takes away the Chiyas of it. However, the Rishon Litzin has a Kasan Taisim of Abbasr. The Rishon Litzin, he never gives up. What does he ask on Taisim of Abbasr? Listen to what he asks. He says, if it's mixed in, yes? Why does the Mishnah divide up Karmon and Figin and Meyardin and Virmuch? You have a Lashon HaMishnah? I won't be lazy. I'll get up and get it, okay? What does it say in Tanis? Meseches Parra. Let's read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says explicitly in Perakas Mishnah Yud, and I'm complimenting myself for getting up and walking 3 feet. I got to make a lot more exercise than that, believe me. Okay? That's a real madrega. Complimenting myself and getting up and walking 3 feet. I'm giving musa to myself. Need exercise. So I want to read the mission part to you guys. Meseches Parra. It's in the back of Meseches. You know, need all the Mishnahs that don't have. What Mishnah was it? Perakhes what? Mishnah Yud. You know, Mishnah is the same letters as Neshama. That's why if someone's Nifta, they always do the Mishnahs. So let me read the Mishnah to you. Let's get it clear. We don't want to skip it. Perakhes Mishnah Yud. What does it say? Zok the Mishnah. Ready? May Karmion or May Figa Psulim Neshahem May Bitsim. May Yardin May Yirmuch Psulim Neshahem May Taruvas. So please get that down in your notes. It says, Beferish, the Mishnah splits to two categories. May Karmion May Figa are apostle because it's May Bitsim. May Yardin and May Yirmuch are apostle because they're May Taruvas. So the Rishon Lesion asks, if Tyson Babas is right that it's a Chisaron of Mayim Chaim, so why does the Mishnah divide them up? And not include them together. If it's all a chisaron of what? Of taruvis, which becomes mafkiya the ma'im chayim, then it should have put them all together. Why the Mishnah divide them up? Elot's muchach, that the reason is that Tyson and Sanhedrin is right. The Rishon Lesion says he elects Tyson Sanhedrin Hayim and Beis against Tyson Babasra and Dalad and Beis. Because if Tyson Babasra and Dalad is right that it's mafkiya the ma'im chayim, why the Mishnah divide up into two different cases? Yeah? That's what the Rishon Litzion says. Okay. Good. I don't know. How would you answer that, Kasha? I would answer. The reason why the Mishnah divided up is to tell me that May Bitsin is a problem. Not that it's too Svei Dinim, but, you know, the Chiddush is that May Yard and May Yermuch is clore because I guess it's more obvious that the stream is Mafkiya the Mayim Chaim. But May Bitsin is enough to also Mafkiya Mayim Chaim. Maybe it's one to highlight that it's a Chiddush. The highlight is a chiddush or accepted a separate category. Okay, but there's one last teretz we have to get. I gave the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Chiddush Yaran. Chiddush Yaran, Hayam Beis Damascus, me, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, and Hayam Beis Damascus, me. What do they answer? May. What do they answer? They answer that sometimes, and this is what Pinchas, I think you're hinting to before, sometimes the rivers go up the banks, and they sit as puddles above the banks. And they don't go back to the strength of the river where the river's flowing of strength. And these waters are not coming to Kochanar. They just sit there as puddles. And they sit there as puddles. That's called Mebitsoim. And they're not streaming anymore. They're Omid Bibkoman. They're stationary. They're lifeless. They're not Mayim Chaim. And therefore they're puzzle. So that's the Chiddush Lamaisa. Okay? That the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran want to say that these rivers are Olos Agidoseim. And therefore in that case, they're Mafkiya the Mayim Chaim. So it comes out that the Meinar itself is Kshirim L'Mechatas. Only the Mayim on the banks, on the sides are Pasul, according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran. I have to point out to you, though, that's against Taisus. Our Taisus clearly held, and in Baba Basra, that the Meinar was a problem. Either a problem out Tzchatzitza, or a problem out Tzmafkiya Shem Mayim Chaim. So why don't you get that down? Get the third Teretz down, and the Nafkimin we're pointing out. Because according to the Rabbeinu Yonah Chlisharan, the only problem is that it's on the banks, it's in Pobles. But the Meinar itself is good. That's smack against the other two Toysim. The other two Toysim said it's a Chisaron and what? It either Chatzitza or what? You see, you can learn Lomdus and everything in Shas, and Tyrus too, and Zroin. What's the Chisaron? According to the Toysim, Chlisharan, Rabbeinu Yonah, the problem is that it's a puddles, it's on the side, it's not in the water river itself. But the water in the river itself is fine according to Rabbeinu Yonah and Chisharan. That's a smack against the other two Tosu. Either because of a problem of Chatzitza or it's a problem of what? A problem of no longer Zorman, that it's not streaming.
This goes well with our Gemara, though.
What'd you say?
This goes well with the Gemara, no?
This goes well with the Gemara. Yeah, goes well with the Gemara because it's mafkia ma'im chayim. You're just making a bit of a kip that it's on the banks already. Yes, Pinchas, what do you say?
Is there really such a big problem with Tosfos and Bavacha? Because Tosfos and Bavacha says that it started, the waters mixed with the reeds, right? And that's why it stopped streaming. So I'm assuming the Rabbeinu Yona and the Chidush Aran aren't just saying that the waters came from nowhere and it stopped. I'm assuming saying that it broke off from running waters, which is kind of, it's not so different from what Tosfos and Bavacha is saying.
Well, Tosfos Bava Basra is saying that the waters are bad, though. Waters are bad because of...
It's the same thing. The waters...
No, but Tosfos didn't... But Tosfos is saying the waters inside are bad.
No, but didn't Tosfos say the waters get... Yeah, so the waters get...
But that's a big difference. The water inside the river, according to Tosfos Bava Basra, is bad for Mechatas. According to Chushar Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not bad. It's only the ones on the banks and the puddles. They say even the stuff inside the Eitanim, the strong of the river.
Tosfos and Bavacha would say that the whole water?
Yes, all the river water would be bad, correct.
And,
yes, that's what I'm saying. The Chiddush Aran and Rabbeinu Yonah are saying against the other two Tosfos. That's correct. They're saying it's bad because Lamais, even though the Tosfos is saying it's bad, Atzchatzitza, but any water in there is bad. Okay, I want to just point out one more Nakuda, and then we'll switch to Chumash, and we'll start Chazar tomorrow, B'Zishem. So at 9 o'clock, B'Zishem, okay? We got it strong, all right? Bez Hashem. I want to just point out the Tiferes Yisrael of the Mishnayister on the bottom of the page. In Pirachas Mishnah Yud, on that Mishnah. That's the Mishnah, 8:10 in Parah. If anyone ever tells you, did you ever learn the Mishnah in Parah? Yes, you did now. 8:10, okay? Pirachas Mishnah Yud. He asks, I don't understand, by Tfilas Mayim, that has offering Tidin and not a Chatzitza, they're Rofafin. Baruch Hashem, you know, in the old days, the mikvahs that were made, they didn't have fancy mikvahs for the women. They used to make trenches, right? You can tell me there was no dirt in that water? What does the Mishnah say in Shabbos? The Perifav Mishnah, if it's good. And here we're all of a sudden going so crazy that it's a chatzitza between the mayim and the kli? Usually by regular tefillah, it's not a chatzitza. Beferish. Mishnah and Shabbos, Perifav Mishnah, Aleph. They're not going to send offering the teat. So what's the answer? The answer is that the first verse says beautifully. He says that when it says in the Chumash, "Vayikra Pirak Tefav Pasuk Tetzayin." Thank you for getting that puzzle for Daniel. It says, "Varachatz Mamayim Es Kol Besaro." What does this Kol Besaro mean? Even if there's a soft chatzitza, the water still touches someone's flesh. It's a special gzeres hakosef. Varachatz b'mayim is kol b'saro. I don't care what basvar. Even if your basar has a little bit of a slight chatzitza, the water we consider still touches it. It's a special din by tefillah. But by mechatas, what does the pasuk say? V'nosam alav mayim chaim el keli. The Torah is makbit. That when the water gets to the kli, there better not be a chatzitza between the mayim and the kli. And if there's offer and mud that's there, that separates on the bottom of the kli with the water, forget about it. It's done. It's a special din. Yes, and he says there's a difference between tefillah and a difference between mechatis. Special mandate. Yes.
Take that to the Tosfos because the offer and the teat.
Which Tosfos? In Babas or by us?
By us. Since the offer and the teat were mixed in the water, that's what made the chatzitza.
Okay, but it's El Kelly though. The vort is El Kelly though, Pinchas. The vort is the chatzitza between the water and the kli, the walls of the kli. That's
so
the vort.
Why was that so difficult in our Tosfos? You mentioned the El Kelly.
Yeah, it wasn't difficult, but our Gemara didn't say Al-Kelly. Our Gemara said just Samayim Chaim being it. So we said V'chule. You read the Gemara, you read the Puzzle V'chule. That's what the Rishon LeZion said. But I'm just pointing out that the verse Yisrael says, if you say like that, Tais is by us, I mean, why also by Tefillah? Because he says there's a Gzeres HaKosav by Tefillah. Tefillah, and there's a Gzeres HaKosav. There's two different Gzeres HaKosav. Standards are different. That's it.
Now, what was the question of the Tais?
The verse says, by Tefillah, we have, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, a woman could go in the trench, in Mikvah, and there's water and dirt there. Why do we accept it? Because it says, Rachas B'mayim is kol b'saro. Even if you have a little bit of a mud and tea, we still consider the water's touching and not a problem. But here it says El Kelly. That's not El Kelly, therefore the term is Makbin. Okay, very good. Let's go now. I want to get some of the Lomdus and Chumash from the Parsha yesterday. Okay, let's get to that now.
Why are we so Makbin with
Mikvos
today?
Chiv Karis, Shal of Karis. We're always Makbin.
Like, isn't there like people standing there by the mikvah checking the women and stuff?
Yeah.
Why
are
you so
mocked?
Shiloh Karis. Back then they weren't.
Because mud is different. Mud is different than a band-aid or a contact lens, things of that sort. Band-aid, you know what I mean?
Meaning the water could have chatzitza.
Big Shiloh. L'chur it's a chatzitza. Chura we'd make her go to the mikveh again, push up shot, retainer, things of that sort. That's why she has to brush her teeth. See, it's a dirt special din, special mishnah. That's not considered a problem. Dirt from mud,
right,
natural
dirt's
mud.
In the water, it's not
right,
the bottom.
Exactly, well said. Okay, let's get to some alumnus and parsha. I want you guys to get it down, Lamaisin, okay? And then tomorrow we start Chazara B'Zishim. Okay, so you go to Rashi, Taisis, and the Rishonim, the notes, and the Shurim, and I'll give you questions that are Marmakamis. So you'll know the, you know Baal Peh, B'Zishim. That base, the Haman base, right, Daniel? You know Baal Peh, yeah? Okay. You know, I want to begin with like this. Let's get it down. Let's get it down, Johnny. It's all tired. I want to point out to you, the Rav asked three kashas on the Parsha. Okay, I want you to get them. I didn't say it over on Thursday. We didn't have time. But this will be a segue into the Lumbus. He asked three kashas. Number one, he said, why does the Torah spend over 60 psukim in the Parsha about the Shidduch? Says his story, repeats his story. Come on. I mean, we got to say it so many times. Says it twice, but it's over 60 psukim. Number one, kasha. Ribui psukim. Ribui psukim. On the Al Tzipor Shel HaShidduch. Number two. Second kasha. What's the second kasha? Did you notice the end of the parsha lists off the Doros of Yishmael? I mean, the Rav didn't say it like this, but I'll be more simple. Who cares? Who cares about the Doros of Yishmael? Right? Who really cares? I mean, if someone would ask you, you probably wouldn't even want to do it for world history. Someone would ask you to memorize King Fahd from Saudi Arabia, the generations of kings. I mean, come on. Your first reaction to your professor would be, come on. You have to memorize the generation of King Fahd, you know? What do you Darsh? Why do you need Darsh or Yishmael? Why didn't you show? You know, when the Rav switched, I heard this from a Willich leader once, he said that when the Rav switched from Yiddish to English in Shiurim, his English was like a prince English. He would translate everything. He would say priest for a calling. He would say circumcision for bris milah. He wouldn't just say, who cares, you know. But we're just trying, we want to get a core. Okay? That's the second kasha. And the third kasha is, what's the kasha with the Haftorah? Remember the Haftorah from yesterday?
Yes.
It's the beginning of Malachim Aleph. My kasha, ima Haftorah. Those are the three kashas the Rav answered. The Rav asked. So Rav said, I'm learning the Kipshat. Where are you writing stop? He says that the whole message in this parsha is the Sora. You live a life to carry out a legacy, to give over your children. You don't live for yourself. You're not Mr. Me. You glean from your parents to give over to your children. And your Haverim and your friends. And Avram Sivinu says to himself, if I build this world of monotheism, and my son marries a woman that doesn't help him, the whole thing might implode. And the whole enterprise will fail. And I have to make sure that I have a proper shidduch for my son that he can continue upon this mahalach. That is the essence of this parsha. That was one of the most recurring themes in many of the Rav's drushes, Daniel. Mesorah, tradition, a legacy. That's how the Rav's mind from the whole first period of Mishnah and others. Mi Sinai, I should say Bis Sinai. But he learned that the Gemara says in Sota, Hamad Bez, that Sinai was the smallest mountain because he learned the message of Anova. Water, Torah's like water, right? Yeah? Water flows downward. It should be an Anov to become a Tam Chochem. An Anov will become a Tam Chochem. Because if water flows downward, you don't think of yourself so highly. You become a Tam Chochem. You grow. In that sense. And that's what the Mesorah is all about. So that's why the Torah spends over 60 psukim, because he had to make sure the Shidduch would be the right one. And the Brisker Rav, I want to add on to this, guys. Did you notice there's a pasuk in Targum Onkelos, I think it was Samach Zayin. It's a long parrot there. You know, he brought her into the tent. What does Targum Onkelos say on that? Once in a while, Targum Onkelos, all the time, you got to be in tune to it. It says he brought her in, and she started doing the meisim of her mother-in-law. Then he knew it was it. Brisker Rav says, what are you talking about? There were so many nisim. Kfitzas HaDerech, you know, he got there in 5 minutes. The water from the well rose. The malach kills Besuel. I don't care. You can have all the nisim in the world. But until you show me midas, tovus, and chesed, Daniel, he didn't want the shidduch. Once he saw that she was doing what his mother-in-law was like, what his own mother was like, then it was fine. That's a tremendous musra. Even Nisim, I was thinking to myself, even Nisim, still not enough. The midas tovus, the chesed zikr. And he needed to make sure that Yitzchak would have a helpmate that would be able to what, continue this mahalach of monotheism. That's why over 60 psukim. You heard it before? That answers the second kasha. Because that's all Yishmael does. Now, I grant you, Yishmael did tshuva. Rashi quotes it. He was there, Rashi quotes because he was there by the Leviah, remember? Remember Rashi quotes, he was there by the Leviah? He kind of is about tshuva, and also it says in the end of the parsha Kviya, Rashi says, only says Loshen Kviya by Tzadikim. So you see Beferish, he might have done tshuva, but you know what? There's no message. There's no Messiah in that sense. All they do is have kids. And that's the stark contrast the Rav said the Torah is trying to describe. 60 psukim about the shidduch, and the Torah ends with Yishmael just having kids. Because it's a vacuum. You follow me? They might have a message to him, you know, to go after us. But you know what I'm saying, in a good way. That's how the Rav wanted to say the Torah lists the Doros of Yishmael. Fascinating, no? And the Mela, that's the Kesher with the Haftarah. The Kesher with the Haftarah is David HaMelech. Who's going to succeed David HaMelech? Adoniyahu? No way. He says he took a shvua that it'd be Shlomo HaMelech. Batsheva tells him, Nasan Anovi tells him, and that would be the Mesorah. Isn't that a beautiful form? That's how the Rav develops his theory. The godless Rav. Then you got this? That's how we want to answer all the three kashas. Now let's take it a step further. The Gedol Achronim are very concerned about the Shidduch al-Pi Din. Why are they concerned? Eliezer was an Evikneini. Is he kosher for Shlichus? Machlokes Tanoim. Oh, Machlokes Tanoim. Excellent, Pinchas. Machlokes Tanoim. Not Machlokes Yishonim. The Rimigashon of the Ritva. So, it could be he might be kosher for Kedushin. But if he's kosher for Kedushin, it might be kosher for Gerushin, but it's a machlokes the Beis Shmuel Navlim Lum, is he kosher for Kedushin? So some Rishonim say it's completely possible. The other Rishonim that say it's kosher, it might be only kosher for Kedushin. So how could it be good? So the Gvuras Yitzchak asks this kasha. So what's the one teretz? One teretz is the what?
Before Matan Torah.
No, one teretz is you could say, good Johnny. Why is it Evikanai possible? Why is Evikanai possible to Shlichus? He's not the Torah's getting the Kedushin. But this is called a Matan Torah. So why? That Ishus was good. Now why is that a problem though? Because we know that what? We know that from this Shidduch, the Mishnah and Ksubis and Nunzan Raf learns out that there were 12 months difference between Erisin and Nisuin. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Nunzan, or it's Nunches, there's no Erisin for Ishus ben Noach. There's only Erisin for Ishus Yisrael. So you see there was considered Ishus Yisrael. So we're back to the Kasha. So maybe you could say Yad Evi Kiyad Rabba. But the Tosis Rid says in Kedushin, in Gittin and Afgolf Gimel Beis, the Yad Evi Kiyad Rab is only by Mominus, not by Isurim. And this is Isurim. So we're back to the Kasha. So maybe the Torah is like this. You're never allowed to free your Evi Kanaini unless it's for the mitzvah of Purvu. So he's Meshachar Amal Tanai that he would what? That he would accept the Kedushin. But that's a problem. Because what does the Chumash say on his way home? The Torah still calls him a what? An Evid. So the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says he was Meshachar Mal Tanai because Avadim were normally choshes to be living with Gilei Arayis. So he's choshes that Eliezer on the way back would live with her. So they came back and checked her that she was okay, that he never lived with her. And then it turned out Lemafreya that at the time of Kiddush she was not an Evid. But the reason why the Torah calls him an Evid on the way back because the Tanai wasn't yet fulfilled. It's a beautiful shtickle, no? That's what the Gurus Yitzchak writes. You got that? So it's a Shichra Al Tanai. Lamais. Daniel, you follow me? Otherwise, it wouldn't have been a good Kedushin. And then the whole enterprise would have been difficult. Okay, so that's the Mahalach Lamaisa, that he was kosher l'shlichus. Okay. The next Nakuda, though, is it says in the Pasuk, I think Samachal for Samach, the Yavarchus Rivka. They blessed Rivka. The Yavarchus Rivka. What do you mean they blessed Rivka? They bless Rivka. Tyson Ksuba Zayin Beis, the Pashup Shot, Tyson says, on Zayin and the Beis, that what was the Pashup Shot in the Pasuk V'Yavarchus Rivka? That they said Birkus Nesuin. Birkus Nesuin? How could it be a Birkus Nesuin? How could it be a Birkus Nesuin? According to the Rambam, what is Nesuin? Remember from last year? Who remembers from last year? According to the Rambam, what is Chuppah? That was the Ran. Hachadas L'Rishus. Well, we're going to get to it, though. What is the Rambam's famous Shita? Yichud, right?
Yeah.
He didn't bring her into the Yichud room 3 days later. She wasn't even there yet. How do you tell me this? How do you tell me this, Allah Halamaisa? That Yevarchus Rivka, and that's a big deal. Because if you don't say the Sheva Brachos properly, what's the din? Kala B'lo Bracha. Not that it's no good, it's still a good Kenyan. Surah
right?
B'lala can eat it. Surah L'Baila can eat it. Bryson Mesechus Kala Rabasi. So this Bracha was said a little bit too early, no? What do you Yevarchus Rivka? How could it be? Moreover, we know the Rambam contradicts himself. This is what Pilkos was saying. The Rambam in another place says that the definition of chuppah is achnasus l'rashus. So what's going on? The Rambam says once he brings her into his apartment, he now has exclusive rights to be made for nedarim. He is yorisher if he dies. In, normally between Eris and Suin, he shares it with the father. He shares it with the father, the chassid. But once he brings her in, for Afaros Nadarim and Yerusha done, says. So it's a steer in the Rambam. It's Mamish a steer in the Rambam. How do you solve that? In fact, the Rambam writes, amazing, the Rambam says, if you have a chuppah needed, which is bad according to the Rambam, why is it a chuppah needed bad? Because the yuchud is not really a beer. So if you have a chuppah needed, and you said Sheva Brachos by mistake, what's the din? It's still chal. Why is it still chal? Rambam says chuppah needed, in the Sheva Brachos, it's Chal B'Dievet. You don't have to repeat it. Miri says, what do you mean you don't have to repeat it? There should be seven Bracha L'Vatalos. Why don't you have to repeat it? You follow me then? Chuppah Snid is a nothing. So why is the Sheva Brachos good? So there's a beautiful Terence from the great Gaon of Naftali Trump. Rav Naftali Trump Tzatzal says the following Kiddush, Uri. There is Svei Dinim in Chuppah. There's two dinim in Nisuin. One din is the financial responsibilities that the husband becomes mechuyev in. Number two is the concept of marital issues. That is accomplished only in Yichud. So it's no steer in the Rambam. When the Rambam says hachnasas l'rishus, he meant for the financial elements. And Yerusha and Afaros Nedarim are considered financial at least for these purposes. Even though Yerusha is Rav Shech puts out his Isser, for a purpose you can't make a Tanai, and a Farsh the Dharam, but Lamaisa, for our purpose, is momentous. But for the marital issues, it's Yichud. You follow me? The two tracks. And it's beautiful. When the Rambam says a Chuppah's need, it happens. You know what he says? He says, Ke Arusa Adayin. Ke Arusa Adayin. Because something did click in. What clicked in? The Dinim momentous. That then Imamah is clicked in even with the chuppah's needed. It clicked in the chuppah's needed, like Abi what? That then Imamah is not like Abi the marital issues. You follow what I'm saying? If that's the case, what happens? We can answer the steer in the Rambam. And therefore, chuppah's needed is chal b'diyev and the shev b'chal you don't have to repeat it. Because it clicks like Abi the din Imamah is. You follow me? Based on this now, if you look in the Sfornu, on Pasuk Samach Aleph in yesterday's Parsha, you know what accomplished when he gave her over? The Mishnah in Ksubis Memvogim Beis. Masru Shluchei Av L'Shluchei Abal. There was Avara L'Rishus. And therefore, Lavan wasn't such an unlearned man. He wasn't a good guy. But the brachas were chal. Because it was chal, at least on the Dinim Amunah Shippo. So the brachas were not too early. But the Birkus Nesuin, I thought the Chuppah was 3 days later. But the financial elements had started, and therefore the brachas are warranted, and therefore it's no problem now of Kala B'lo Bracha Asur L'Baal Kanina. So we say the Shidduch good. Both vis-a-vis the Shlichus, and both vis-a-vis what? both vis-a-vis the guy with the brachas. That's the chiddush. And that's what the Rav wanted to say, the Messiah. That's the pshat l'maisa with Chai Sol. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's stop mincha, guys, okay? Everyone have a good day. And we'll start the chazorah tomorrow with the questions. We want to make sure you have a minute, okay?